I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You rarely hear about Saudi Arabia on MNN. It's hard getting information from a place the government says is 100% Muslim, backed up by the death sentence for conversion. But this story is cool. A Muslim woman on YouTube says she's now a Christian. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton is amazed.
To see a Saudi woman put her face, even though it's veiled, but to put her face on the internet and say, I'm not a Muslim anymore, I'm a Christian now, she basically is signing her own death warrant.
Nettleton is issuing a call to prayer, especially now.
It is the middle of Ramadan. Muslims all over the Arabian Peninsula are fasting and praying and seeking God. Let us pray that they find him, just as this lady did in a dream when Jesus came to her. Let us pray that many more Muslims will meet Jesus.
You can help underground Christians get a Bible at our website. Next, Forum 18 News reports that Bibles are on the list of prohibited books in Uzbekistan, and that's not all, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
There was a fine imposed for possessing religious literature. There was a Baptist fined, and he was given the equivalent of 40 times the minimum monthly salary. That's about $1,300.
Griffith says rights are being ignored if private homes are fair game.
We know that the churches there are going to continue to proclaim the gospel no matter what personal risk they had to themselves. Obviously, the Western governments will continue to protest if it intervenes in cases like these, but we as believers here in the West above all need to pray for our brothers and sisters there and come alongside and support them however we can.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.